The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS of Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, questions and answers with our friend, WHUD's legend, Mike Bennett.
Hey, Ken Mahoney. I got a couple of questions for you, sir.
Okay. What's the first question?
Ken, what is the outlook for companies providing pensions going forward?
Well, the outlook for pensions not very good. They're disappearing. And I just think about the different generations. My grandmother, as an example, a couple generations ago, she worked at the Reader's Digest up in Pleasantville. And they took care of their employees, and she had a pension. She was able to retire, I think, 55 to 60, somewhere in that range there. And then I kind of fast forward to my father, who worked at Local 38 out of Brewster, New York, where that's where they're headquartered. And she had pensions and annuities and what else? Vision, dental, you name it, pretty much had everything. And then I look at my son now, another generation. There's no retirement plan. There's no pension. There's a 401k plan. You put your own money in, and they match a little bit. And you can kind of see that over time, companies have said, okay, this is your responsibility now, not our responsibility. This is for you to put money away to your own retirement. Now, we'll create the 401k and the 403b. By the way, the difference between a 401k is a for-profit company. By the way, sometimes they act like a non-for-profit, but right. So 401k plans for profit companies, or 403b is for non-for-profits. Think about school districts, fire, police, things like that. So really, the burden has been placed onto the employee over these years, and again, of course, companies save a lot of money that way. But it's really interesting, you know, if you're speaking to, let's say, your children or nephews or nieces, and they have a fork in the road to take. And that fork ends up saying, well, gee, you know what? It's probably a little bit less salary, but you'll have a pension down the road versus something with more of a salary right now but no pension. Again, assuming you know, jobs are the same and so forth, the commute's the same or similar. Yeah, by all means, take the fork, as Yogi Berra said, and you know, we get to the fork, take it. To the left, yes, definitely take it to the left and get that pension. You'd be surprised, some of these people I speak to, now they're in retirement years getting close, and they look back and say, gee, I was so fortunate that I did the path of the pensions. And some people are somewhat bitter and say, yes, you know what, I wish I did know that growing up. And it's so odd, especially here in Hudson Valley, so many great hospitals. We have some of the best healthcare, really, not only in the country, but probably the world. But you'd be surprised, you know, speaking to people who work at the hospitals, some have great pensions and some don't have any pensions whatsoever. And here they're doing the same type of work. So I think pensions are disappearing very fast. We as society need to kind of fix that in some ways. I don't know how, but maybe through a legislative branch. But at the same token, we should understand that, you know, if we missed it and we can't take that chance anymore, but to help others to really take a look at that, you know, that choice that they have, which could make a huge difference. Now, one thing I've noticed, again, as you know, we do a lot of GPSs here at Mahoney Asset Management. What is your GPS? Well, from 30,000 feet, we look at your expenses, compound expenses over time thanks to inflation, what your Social Security might be, if you have a pension and other assets and so forth. So we really take a 30,000 feet view of your situation. And I can tell you, doing this for 34 years and a dog's life, 200 years, that those that have pensions are retiring typically anywhere from age 55 to 60. That's typically what I see, especially school teachers. Those who do not have a pension, I do see them retiring anywhere from 65 to 75. So big, big difference if you have retirement.
Will Social Security be around for myself and my spouse?
Okay, Social Security, that's a biggie. That's a biggie, biggie, biggie. Will Social Security be around for myself and spend? Well, first of all, let's take a little background. from Social Security. I thought it began in 1939, but I just looked it up for this program. It's actually 1935, so I was off a little bit for the last 30 years. Some people, it's 1939, but it's 1935 when Social Security started with President Roosevelt. Now, back then, I looked up the life expectancy in 1935. Yes, for a male, 64 years old, a female, 60 years old. So if you begin Social Security at age 62 and you live to 64, the government really didn't do a lot for you back then, right? But now we're living into our 90s, and I don't think the actuary tables kind of figure that out and say, gee, if you retire at 62, collect, or 66 in 8 months and collect, and we live into our 90s, hopefully 30-some years. Yeah, no one really kind of counted on that. So that's kind of, I think, how we kind of got our problems in the first place. As many, many years ago, again, going off some of these actuarial tables, going off some of these life expectancy tables, and kind of here we are. Look, there's a lot of talk on Capitol Hill. I don't know which way it's going to go. I do know, though, they're going to change it in some way to try and make it more sustainable. Like, for instance, this year coming into Social Security was an 8.7% increase. That is huge. Now, if the government gave out 8.7% increase every year, I doubt Social Security would be around too much longer. So I think there's going to be some parts about how you figure out the cost of living adjustment. There may be more taxes for those who are working. There may be postponement of age. Maybe if you're 10 years old right now, instead of start collecting at 62, maybe that starts at 65 or 67, you know, pushing that goalpost out. So I think there's a lot of variables here into Social Security. Look, I work with my clients for many, many years, and Social Security is very important. It's near and dear. I don't want them to touch it, but I understand that they're probably going to tinker it to try to make it more sustainable. And I, you know, like I said, I think about when I started, putting into Social Security, I worked at Welcher Avenue's A&P, before they went out of business. This is 1980 sometime, right, early 1980s. And I'm pushing the carts around, and I guess I did cashier, worked in a deli, stock shelves, all stuff. And I remember getting a check, and there was a deduction on it. It was a small deduction. It said FICA, what is this thing? And I went to my system manager, said, oh, that's for, you know, and explained what it was. So at a young age, at 16 or 17 years old, I got a really good explanation of what Social Security is or what it isn't. And all these years putting in, and really what they do, they take the top 30 years of your Social Security, and that's how they figure out your number. So even those days when you're making small amounts, that does count a bit towards your Social Security benefits. But it's kind of odd that you've been paying all these years. At some point, you want to start taking it out. But we'll be right back after this message.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable, and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Here you go, one last time, 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, questions and answers from our own Mike Bennett. Oh, WHUD Mike Bennett, love these questions. We're coming right back with a question in a second, but you just heard him talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Wow, that's a lot of questions that are going to be answered in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning, and the first 20 callers can get that book for free right now. Here you go, 845-371-0101. Some people call our office and say, I've been listening to Ken for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Yes, if you have been listening for a long time, love to hear from you. Pick up the phone and call us at 845-371-0101. It sells on Amazon, Barnes & Noble for $17.99. You can get the soft cover, you can get the ebook, however you want it. Call us right now at 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning, so if you're driving these wee hours, chances are you're an essential worker. If you are, thank you, thank you, thank you. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine On. Yes, I love that song by Peter Frampton, but she does great work there. So I say from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Okay. And of course on WHD from the weekday mornings, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yes, those are the weekday mornings at 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey show. I'll talk to you about the markets and what they did. It's our full market report. And on the way home around 6 o'clock, 6:15, Andy Bales show. Bill Kugel, you know that name, and Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, that great southern accent. Well, he'll tell you what the national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley index we created for you at home. Everything that we do is all consolidated at MahoneyGPS.com. So it's right there. Our TV segments I've had this week, a couple national appearances. Gosh, radio, which we now call a podcast, they're archived right there for you. Articles, education, newsletters, or GPS. Now, if I touch about the newsletter, go to MahoneyGPS.com. Again, a lot of information there. We put a newsletter out every Tuesday evening. Love for you to get onto the newsletter list. Again, we don't inundate you 5, 6, 7 times a day. Oh, gosh. How many times do you do that? You sign up for a newsletter. I get excited. Oh, I like this. And then they kill your inbox. We don't do that. Once a week, let you know what's happening. Okay, from a big, big, big picture standpoint. Some planning tips in there. It's all right there on MahoneyGPS.com. And I wouldn't be here without our own friend Randy Turner, engineer extraordinaire. But guys, you probably hear his voice in all different commercials. Thank you, Randy, for making this show possible. And actually, Mike, let's go back to your questions.
What are some of the highest yielding money markets with inflation so high? And why do interest rates matter so much to the stock market?
There are a lot of different choices of money markets and kind of which ones you can get. You have to kind of shop around for that. You probably noticed probably between 4 to 5% would be kind of the high parts of the money market. By the way, if someone offers like 9, 10, 11, probably it's too good to be true. But I definitely want to tackle more about interest rates, and interest rates go higher, anxieties go higher, markets go lower. Why is that? So I want to kind of go through the correlations that happen. First off, you're taking money and you're making it more expensive. So everything you could think about from equity lines, if you have an equity line, let's say you're paying $400 a month, interest rates go higher, now you're paying $600 a month. Well, guess what? That's less money to be spending. So that's one of the theories that happens. And business equity lines go up as well. Credit cards go up as well. So a lot of people service these credit card debt, don't really have a lot of room thereafter to buy things. That's kind of what happens when you have higher interest rates deliberately to kind of slow down the economy and not to cause inflation. Now, if I bring it back to 2020 and the awful pandemic, you know, the federal government then started pushing rates really low to try to keep the economy going. They pushed it down to typically like 0.2%, 0.4%. So then most investors and money managers alike say, wait a second, 0.2%, I might as well give my shot at the stock market for that matter. Especially some of these institutions like these pension fund managers, you know, they're bogus trying to get 6 or 7%. Yeah, they'd love to get 20%, but they don't want to lose 20%. So wait a second, now rates creep up, try to fight inflation, and now let's say 1 year is 5%. Well, that's the sucking sound of money coming out of the stock market. Why be in a stock market, or again, partially or whatever, if you can get 5% guaranteed? And that's what happens. These big pension managers, big money managers say, wait, if I'm trying to get 6 or 7 or 8, I could probably put about 80% of new money coming in into these fixed guaranteed rates at 5% and put less into the stock market. So that's kind of the seesaw impact we have. Again, oversimplification probably, but when people say, wait a second, why higher rates? I keep on hearing higher rates and the stocks go lower. That's what it is. It's competition to stocks. You know, before in 2020, as I mentioned, in 2021 for that matter, there's very little competition for stocks. It's like, okay, what else are you going to do with your money? Now there are other options. Again, I represent savers. A lot of my clients are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, even 80s. We have clients in their 90s. And I think our oldest client is 104 years old. Yes, I can tell you that's 104 years old, and that's the truth. But they're savers. They'd like to see higher rates. Borrowers don't want to see higher rates, but that's how that goes, you know? So I think that's, one of those areas where, you know, it's a battle. How can I say this? If you're younger and starting a family, this is not welcome news. It's not welcome news at all to hear that interest rates are going higher, because now mortgage rates go 7, 8%. It's already tough enough for young families to have to put money down, to have to service a loan. So it's been this kind of back and forth. Most of our clients over the last number of years well, I'd say after 2007, 2008, really complained about going to the bank and getting next to nothing. I mean, there were days where you'd go and, you know, get a 10, 12, 14% CD and walk home with a toaster. How do you like that? Those days are over. But for the younger generation, you know, let's say they just, you know, got together, got married, have 2.2 kids, it's very challenging with these higher interest rates. And these higher interest rates have a really big effect. Now, we haven't had high interest rates, really, I would say, since, well, before the 2008 financial crisis, 2006, 2007, kind of on par with what we're seeing now. It was the 1980s. People say, oh my God, I remember getting those 14, 15% CDs. And I also remember getting that toaster. But do you also remember getting a mortgage at 14%? So be careful what you ask for when it comes to interest rates. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free, and it's called A GPS for Your Retirement, and it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out, and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, question and answers from our own WHUD's Mike Bennett. Thank you for doing this, Mike. But right before we go into today's topic, question and answers, I want to make sure you get my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Again, kind of a theme that we're going through today in questions and answers. Not Your Father's Retirement. We have to take care of our own retirement. In those chapters, one by one, we try to rebuild or try to recreate what your mom, dad, grandma, grandpa may have had or could have had. So here we go. 845-371-0101 to secure your book, Not Your Father's Retirement, either as a paperback, as an ebook, however you like it, these wee hours. The first 20 callers, I know you can do it, come on. The first 20 callers will get that book for free. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail. If you're driving around these wee hours, again, I thank you, essential workers. I'm sure you're starting a shift or leaving a shift. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, on WHD, during the morning, Monday through Friday, I give the Hudson Valley Index Report, and that's around 8:25. After the traffic on the Mike and Casey Show. And then around 6, 6:15 on the way home, well, we got you covered there too. On the Andy Bales Show, that's Bill Kugel. He'll give the national business news, what the indexes did or didn't do, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ. Local business news, the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. All this information is on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling, Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y. GPS.com. Why GPS? We're trying to navigate you. I've been doing this for, 34 years, and I think that kind of rings true. Okay, if you're trying to go to a wedding, you put in the coordinates, and the GPS hopefully gets it there. Same thing here with financial planning. What are your coordinates? Oh, it's 65. I want $6,000 a month. Okay, let's figure that out. So I think GPS works very well. And also, on our website, you'll see it's kind of like a mini GPS version as far as trying to navigate you to different resources. Our resources include the TV appearances I've had this past week. They're also archived, several hundred different segments right there. Radio podcast, I think we're up to about 300 or so there. So we have a lot of content, educational articles, and our newsletter that we put out every Tuesday evening. And hopefully you can join us there by just filling out the form right there on the website. And we'll send you an email every Tuesday evening. So, geez, let's get back to our questions. Mike Bennett has some really good questions. Okay, Mike, what are you going to ask me? I'm ready for you.
I'm really stuck at work, and I can't really add to my 401k plan. Should I reduce it?
Look, when it comes to your 401k plans, I remind of the book with Dr. Seuss. Life is a great big balancing act, meaning, look, there's times you get a bonus, you can put more money away towards retirement. sometimes things happen in life, you need to reduce it. The only thing is, if you do have to reduce it for a period of time, temporary, let's say, you know, make yourself a note 6 months or a year from now so you don't forget it. Because some people are like, oh yeah, I had to lower it, and then that was like 12 years later, 16 years later, 18 years later. And by then, more salary and bonuses, and couldn't have been able to increase that. So no doubt about it, life's a big balancing act. If you need to change your 401k, by the way, a lot of 401k plans, 403b plans. Now on your phone, you can actually increase your contributions, decrease. It makes it very easy to do that. Now, let me tell you how you can find ways to put money into your 401k plan or 403b. Remember, the difference between a 401k plan is a for-profit company. That company may match. 403b typically does not match. It's usually not-for-profit, a hospital thing or school administration and so forth. So you have 401k, 403b, you're putting money away, and it's tough. It's a balancing act. But remember, you get a pre-tax. That means if you made, let's say, $50,000 a year and you put away $5,000, well, guess what? The IRS looks at it as if you made $45,000 that year, not $50,000. So I think one thing we have to kind of look at, we're so busy, we don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do this either sometimes. But you guys start looking at your expenses. Look, Wall Street loves companies that they generate reoccurring revenue from us that are paying these reoccurring expenses. So think about different streaming services. Some people have like six different streaming services now. I think it was easier just to have the cable instead of pulling the cord. Anyway, so you have six different type of streaming services, but maybe you only need four, so you cut those two out. Why recommend? And this paperless drives me crazy, but if you do have paperless statements, go on there, print it. If you don't have paperless, you have it printed already. Take a yellow highlighter. You know, think 10th grade. Okay, I went to Hendrickson High School, by the way. Take your yellow and start highlighting some services that you're not using anymore. I challenge you to do that because you'll find $100 in savings. $200 in savings, $300, who knows what that is? And instead that be a reoccurring expense of something you're not using? Mm-hmm. That's right. And then your little index finger on your app or desktop, or call someone in HR, and now increase your 401k, 403b by the $100, $200, $300 you found that you're not using anyway. And the compounding over time. Albert Einstein, pretty smart guy, right? He said the eighth wonder of the world. Okay, that's what was that? It's compound interest. You know, over time, compounding, you know, putting money away, compounding. Especially if you're in your 20s or 30s, my gosh, you have so many years ahead of you, that could really work well. So if it comes to your 401k, 403b, I know it's not easy. If you have to change things, well, you know, do change things, but remember, go back and fix it. Okay, next question, Mike. I'm ready for it.
What is now the required minimum distribution age?
Okay, so yes, you know, the minimum required distribution age has changed now. Now, for decades, it was 70 and a half. I mean, that was like for 30 or 40 years. And the earliest you can get at it was 59 and a half without a 10% penalty. Then the CARES Act came along with the COVID and pushed that back to 72 years old for your requirement distribution. And now, this year, it's 873. So if you're 71, 72, you can wait a couple of years. You can always check with your accountant. But right now, it's 73. Now, how do they compute this? Well, the IRS, they're nice. They think you're going to live 28 years. So it's 1 divided by 28 they need to take out, which the math is about 3.5% you need to take out of your December 31st value. And then next year is 1 divided by 27, which is like, let's say, 3.7, and 1 divided by 26. And the next thing, then it's like 4% of what's in there. You need to take money out of the RMD, because if you don't, let's say you're supposed to take out $5,000 and you don't take it out in that given year, the penalty is half of what you're supposed to take out. $2,500. So make sure you know your requirement distributions. Wow. Time goes by so fast. I hope you enjoyed it. I always enjoy being with you. Up until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.